name of this principle is unproductivitis, and open loop syndrome will paralyze you. Unproductivitis, it sounds as bad as gingivitis. It's like, you know, your gums are swollen, your mouth is all messed up. Well, when you're suffering unproductivitis in your business, man, your head is swollen, everything's messed up, you're not getting done what you want to get done, you leave at the end of the day feeling lousy. Open loop syndrome means that you got like every project open and you're not getting anything finished. And then you get home at night and you're just like a little robot, all paralyzed because things aren't going so well. Well, this segment, Travis is going to take you through what's causing that, what are the solutions to it, and he's going to ask you for commitment to blow through, make the changes. Yep, unproductivitis and open loop syndrome will paralyze you, and it's time to make the change.
All right, here we go. Unproductivitis and open loop syndrome will paralyze you. The purpose of this principle is to have you stop drowning in the fearful disease of unproductivitis, a condition caused by focusing on the wrong activities that leads to stress, anxiety, and no consequential forward movement, thus causing a massive decline in energy, resources, and money. The first cousin to unproductivitis is open loop syndrome, which is a form of analysis paralysis. Open loop syndrome occurs when you have multiple big projects and pending decisions stuffed away in a dusty corner, which creates an emotional clutter. This mental mess causes an unwillingness to make solid decisions and finish projects due to lack of clarity and prioritization. Therefore, you don't manifest productivity during your day and you procrastinate. Maybe you're like some advisors who I've worked with, who constantly close down projects, are very organized, and make important decisions quickly, but don't focus on the right activities to move their business forward. On the other end of the spectrum, maybe you're like some of the individuals I know who focus on the right activities, but can't close down projects and decisions. Both illnesses can stand alone or when combined, truly impair your ability to see and work towards your vision.
In working with the advisors in our coaching practice and coming in contact with friends in the business from around the country, one of the most terminal illnesses in someone in our profession's life can be the open loop syndrome. I see this when people will just continually let paperwork pile up on their desks. They'll do the same type of appointment day after day with the same type of clients, never getting any closure, never becoming more productive, and never taking their business to the next level. A lot of times people will suffer through this via analysis paralysis. They will want to analyze a situation and find every last reason not to do something. Most decisions, most immortal decisions or immeasurable decisions, like D-Day, you put your thought into the decision, but then at some point you've got to make a decision in a split second whether or not to do it. I remember the story about General Eisenhower. They had been in planning the Normandy invasion, Operation Overlord, the biggest undertaking in mankind's history. They had everything planned, and what was hanging them up was the weather. When he got the last weather report, he looked up to the sky and said, "Okay, we'll go." I know financial advisors who still would be sitting back on the English Channel at the pier with the Navy, the Air Force, and the Marines behind them because they are stuck in open loop syndrome. Now, where would that put us today in this world? I make a joke of that and make light of it, but it's the truth. I see a lot of advisors who are unwilling to make a decision. They're looking for something like a consensus. And that reminds me of another great person I admire, Winston Churchill, who said, "Consensus is the absence of leadership." And I totally believe that. When I talk to advisors, I say, have a system, have the confidence in the system, and if everything matches up, you do it. If you don't, don't. Don't continually look at something and analyze it till it dies, make a decision to do something, or don't do it. That's what your clients are looking to you for as the leader of their financial future. Don't be scared about making a decision. Most clients will be more apt to follow you because you can make a decision of either yes or no than those who are stuck in open loop syndrome and are non-committal either way.
I have a great ability to make the simplest things complicated, period. And so I try to structure things or organize things or give direction, and sure enough, it'll get all so confounded and confusing. I need to just let go. I need to let go. I'm part of a team now of five advisors, and in that team, we have administrators who have different responsibilities. And in those responsibilities, one of the women has responsibility of coordinating the appointments, setting the appointments, going with the model week in terms of what I needed to have done. And at first, I think it was a struggle for me to let go. I don't know why, it just was. And then the light went off finally when that became so clear. I got challenged by two of my partners saying, why aren't you taking advantage of this role? You're paying for it. You're not in the flow and the structure. And a light bulb went off in that conversation. And since I let go of that, things just came alive in terms of more free time to do other kinds of things. So the delegation process really is a wonderful thing.
Advisors often tell me they get frustrated most when they find themselves working on a project that is not suited for their strengths and passion. A negative attitude bubbles up, growing stronger the longer unproductivitis continues. Spending time on the wrong activities is like driving with your brakes on. You burn a lot of energy and you move through your practice at a slow pace, resulting in slow growth. When working with advisors, I measure many aspects of their productivity. One of the measurements is the number of client appointments held per week. Advisors that yield a lower number of appointments typically say they can't hold any more appointments due to all the non-productive work they need to complete. This non-productive work drives profits and spirits down. Most successful advisors I know pass on non-profitable work like paperwork, applications, follow-up to their home office, and compliance reports to very capable team members. When the process of delegation is handled properly, advisors take the freed-up time from the cure of unproductivitis to see more clients and educate themselves on ways to better serve their top-shelf clients. The time is now to seize your opportunities. As you progress forward, be wary of the fatal traps of open-loop syndrome and unproductivitis. No meaningful results ever take place with a thought or idea that remains buried deep in your mind for weeks, months, or years. Take action. Be prudent in your analysis, yet swift to make a decision. Close down those ongoing open loops of pending decisions and unfinished projects. Successful people make decisions in a timely manner and rarely overturn the choices made. Unsuccessful people are slow to make a decision, yet quick to reverse it. Take a moment to reflect on these questions. What has you paralyzed right now? What open loops in your practice do you need to close down? What actions do you need to take to cure your paralysis? How will you feel if you don't close the loops? You keep doing what you're doing. Now, think about how you will feel when you close the loops and you are no longer paralyzed. We have a motto for our team that says, make it up, make it happen. I believe we all have the ability to create, and we all have the ability to apply what we create. When we mix those two together, creativity and application, while executing in a dynamic way, magic happens, which leads to making a significant difference. When we say make it up, make it happen, the emphasis is on taking action to make it happen. Action leads to performance. For example, the average advisor reads the news. Successful advisors make the news, not for fame, but for the sake of focusing on making things happen in their life and practice. Successful advisors are leading the production charts, acquiring the most top-shelf clients, earn the highest client satisfaction scores, and are involved in their communities and churches as leaders. Average to unsuccessful advisors are still debating on whether or not to market or put in a new client service system while thinking of all the kinds of ways to top the production charts, but are so lost in the thought process of success, they remain in their current position, only relishing in what could be. So listen up closely. Apply a strong dose of prioritization, delegation, and action to cure the fatal diseases, unproductivitis, and open loop syndrome. Make a list of all the open loops that occupy headspace for you right now. For each of the open loops, sketch out a quick plan to close the loop and set a deadline to do it. Next, keep a journal of all your activities for a week. At the end of the week, mark the activities you completed that were unproductive. Next, come up with a plan to delegate these activities, set a date to have them delegated, and stick to your deadline. Finally, and most important, budget some time every day to close the loops and educate your team until you're completely free of open loop syndrome and unproductivitis. Again, take a look at the Jack of the CD for a reminder of this exercise. Okay, that's the end of this principle. Remember, it's all about living in the essence of turbo growth. Here at Dynamic Directions, we want to see you double your business with half the clients in 36 months or less.